I've been following a news story recently out of the Church of England, which is called the Anglican Church, and it revolves around one of the most prominent Anglicans in the church, who was the Bishop of Rochester. His name was Bishop Michael Nasir Ali, and it made headlines because one of the most important and prominent figures in the Anglican Church has publicly announced that he would step back from the Anglican Church and convert to the Catholic Church. And so this is big news in the Church of England. He was received into the Catholic Church in September, on September 29th, and he's going to be ordained as a deacon this Thursday, and he'll be ordained a priest this Saturday on the 30th. And this follows one of his friends, who was Bishop Gavin Ashenden, who was the personal chaplain to Queen Elizabeth. And after over a decade of being the personal chaplain to the Queen, he decided to step back from that position, and he became Catholic in December of 2019. And these two conversions are not anomalies. About 10% of the Catholic priests in England are priests who have left the Anglican Church and become Catholic. And so this is a wider movement where the best and the brightest are leaving the Anglican Church and becoming Catholic. This goes back about 200 years, and it's called the Oxford Movement. And it began in the early 1800s with an individual, John Henry Newman, along with another group. And what they were trying to do was to revitalize the Anglican Church and bring it back to its true roots. And what happened as they were looking back at the true roots and trying to revive Anglicanism is a lot of people recognize that their roots are in the Catholic Church. And it actually led to conversions, people leaving the Anglican Church and returning to the Catholic Church. You know, John Henry Newman was one of those prominent converts, one of the founders of the movement. He became a Catholic cardinal and is now a canonized saint. And so as we look at this movement, these men are making large sacrifices. You know, they're giving up their careers. They're giving up offices that are important, not just within the church, but within the secular government as well. So these are important positions that they're giving up. When they do that, they lose a lot of their friends and their social network. A lot of people turn their backs on them for becoming Catholic. And so a good question to ask is, why are these people doing that? And I think the short answer is they're doing it because they're following Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is leading them to the Catholic Church. In our first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, this is at the end of the book of Jeremiah. And for the majority of the book, Jeremiah is predicting the fall of Jerusalem. You know, the Babylonians are going to come and destroy the city and bring the people into exile. But what we hear in the first reading, towards the end of the book of Jeremiah, is that God promises a restoration. And he promises that he's going to gather his people together from the ends of the earth, from the far corners of the world. He's going to bring them together into an immense throng, and he's going to restore his people. Jesus Christ is doing that today with the Catholic Church. He's bringing together his faithful people into one body. That's the mission of the church and why we call the church, Catholic Church, Catholic, which means universal. It's because God is drawing his people together from all the ends of the earth into one body, the church. And so whether we ourselves were raised Catholic or whether we're converts to the faith, being here today is fulfilling this prophecy of Jeremiah. You know, we're fulfilling God's plan to draw his people together. And so we should be grateful to be part of the Catholic Church, to be part of the fulfillment of this prophecy, and part of God's plan to draw all of his people together. And we should never let anything separate us from the church, because the church isn't simply a human institution. And so what one human being does should never separate us from the church. We should never allow that to separate us from the Catholic Church, because the church is the mystical body of Jesus Christ. You know, St. Paul talks about this multiple times in his letters. Each one of us is like a cell in the mystical body of the church, with Jesus Christ himself as the head. And so to be fully incorporated into Christ means that we need to be part of his church. If we're not part of the church, we can't be fully incorporated into Christ because we won't be part of his mystical body. Both Bishop Michael and Gavin have given their reasons for becoming Catholic. You know, they've explained why they've left the Anglican Church. And one of the things that they highlight is the importance of the magisterium. The magisterium, the word magister is a Latin word meaning teacher. So the magisterium is the teaching body of the church, which is made up of the Pope and the bishops. And they are guided by the Holy Spirit when they make when they clarify or explain the official teachings of the church, that they can do so without error. And so that doesn't mean that everything a priest or a bishop says is true. You know, they make offhand comments all the time. There's prudential judgments. But when it comes to the official teachings of the church, they're guided by the Holy Spirit. And what these two individuals have said is that the Anglican Church doesn't have a magisterium. You know, it's only the Catholic Church that has a magisterium. So what's happening in the Anglican Church is as society becomes more secular and turns their back on God, the church is following. You know, the church is following the path of society because they don't have the inner strength to stay faithful to Christ. There's nothing to hold their church to Jesus Christ. And so the Anglican Church is drifting further and further away from the truth. And so the Anglicans are facing a choice as to whether to drift with society away from Jesus Christ or become Catholic. And Michael recognizes that there are two forces that are at work within the Anglican Church that are undermining it. And the first is secularism. You know, as society rejects God and tries to strip God away from everything, that's happening there too. And the second force that he sees is Marxism, which we're dealing with in the United States as well. And you know, as he says, it's taking the form of critical race theory and different gender theories that are spreading. And what all of these Marxist ideas have in common is they divide people into two groups, the oppressor and the victim. And everyone has to be on one side or the other. There's no middle ground. You're either oppressing people or you're victimized by oppressors. And so what Marxism does is it creates conflict. It foments conflict because Marxists believe that society evolves through conflict. And so they try and foment conflict. And that's why we're seeing conflict in our society too. And that's what's driving, part of what's driving the Church of England away from Jesus Christ. And what the soon-to-be Father Michael has said is that only the Catholic Church has the strength to stand against these totalitarian ideologies and remain faithful to Jesus Christ. And so that's why these men have made the decision to come into the Catholic Church, and hopefully many of their people will follow them. And so one important thing for us to learn is the importance of the magisterium. The Catholic Church is not a democracy. You know, we don't vote on issues. We're not going to vote and decide what we believe about gender or about marriage or about the priesthood or about the sacraments. You know, there are progressives within the church that are trying to move the church to a democracy. You know, they call it the synodal way. And a synod is a group of people. And so they want these synods, groups of people coming together to vote and decide what they want Catholic Church teaching to be. But the Catholic Church is not a democracy, and it will never be a democracy because the church is the mystical body of Jesus Christ. And so what we need within the church is to be filled with people like Bartimaeus, who have encountered Jesus Christ, who have been healed by him, who have pronounced their faith that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is the Messiah, that he is our God, and who make the choice, like Bartimaeus did, to follow him on the way. You know, the church is not about following our own ideologies or whatever fad is present in society, no matter how false or how destructive it is. It's about following Jesus Christ. And so we thank God for the new members of our church, you know, that the church may continue to grow as people come into the church. And we're grateful for the unity we now share with these men who have entered into the Catholic Church. And we thank God that we ourselves are part of the church. which is not a democracy which follows whatever fad is present at the time, but a church that's founded by Jesus Christ and guided by the Holy Spirit, which leads us on the way that Bartimaeus found, which is the way of truth that leads to eternal life.